what you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching and listening to us all across the planet. We are grateful and happy about all of that. We are on all of the major audio podcast platforms out there as well. Just a reminder, if you like to listen to the glory, the splendor, the majesty, the raw charisma, and the passion of the program, we are on any of the major podcast platforms as you're driving to or from work or just running some errands around town. We are there. Take us to the gym. Work out with us. Let your intellectual maturity bloom as well as your physical fitness. We're on all of them. We're on beck.news as well and on the website, dougbillings.us also. Ladies and gentlemen, take a look, will you, at the rivals of the United States, the competing nations of the United States. Even I think some of our allies will fit into what I'm about to describe to you, and you'll find out exactly why, you know, the countries that were involved in the coup and the obvious election fraud in this country, the countries that took part in supplanting President Trump with Administrator Biden, you'll be able to see exactly why there was that massive voting interference, the cabal, the coup that was put in place to get Administrator Biden and Vice Pretender Harris into quote unquote office, right? They ascended to these imaginary positions because China and Iran and the deep state, the globalists, the commu-socialists throughout the world and in the United States, they're all very, very happy about this. Administrator Biden has really, really played right into their hands. And let's just take, you know, China as an example. China is building its economic, its military power, it's solidifying its land power, its land borders, and they're expanding their air and sea borders as well. They're expanding their territories. They're consistently giving Taiwan issues, Hong Kong and Taiwan, and they're manipulating currency and the market. They're laser focused on stealing intellectual property from the United States and others. And they've helped to now insert Biden and his commu-socialist party exactly where they wanted him, supposedly in the office at the White House. Also, the woke crowd, the liberal, weak, anti-American crowd is exactly what China hopes to see thrive in this country. The more woke we get, the weaker we get. The more chaos is there, the more liberal we get, the weaker we get. Our position in the world gets weaker. The left wing, the woke crowd, and the commu-socialists all clamor about and are more concerned about, and I'll put this to you, ladies and gentlemen, they are more concerned about canceling the rights and the freedoms of American citizens than they are in confronting the threat of China and Iran. So China and Iran look at our cancel culture and they're going, yeah, man, exactly what we want, exactly what they want. And they are laughing at us. Laughing at us because they regale themselves in tales of how now they are out in front of the world stage. They are now leading. They are now out from the underneath the constant, cognizant, and meaningful policies of President Trump that kept them in check and put America first and clamped down on two of the most evil regimes in the world, China and Iran. And they're all of a sudden They're out. They're free. They're no longer under that scrutiny. They're no longer under those policies that limited them, that curtailed them, that put them at a disadvantage to America. Administrator Biden and the Commu-Socialist Party elites now seem only interested in supporting this woke movement. Their efforts to, you know, we just look back over the last couple of weeks, canceling Dr. Seuss. They want to erase our history. Erase our founding father's role. they want to, the commie socialists do, they want to implement that crazy 1619 curriculum into the schools of this country to fundamentally and wrongfully change American history. Aunt Jemima eradicated. Anyone's career who dares to disagree with a commie socialist narrative, even if they post the truth about any given topic, will be eradicated and canceled. Their very livelihood, the way that they can feed their families and take care of themselves, erased if you dare to disagree with the state, with the Commie Socialist Party. That's the minority left, the minority mob in America. And enemies like China and Iran love it. They are absolutely love it. And so, I might add, do our domestic enemies, and there are plenty of them. The Commie Socialist elected political class, ladies and gentlemen, they like groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, who actively call for things such as an end to traditional family values in America. Because when we erase and cancel traditional family values, you know, one man, one woman intended by God, and then a family underneath that core union, traditional family values strengthen America. We become more resilient to threats, to freedoms, to liberties, and so forth. And when the family erodes, so does society. So the elected officials in office, the Commie Socialist Party members, clearly want and support an eradication, a deterioration, an ending to what we call traditional family values. Just look at what they put forth as far as their policies are concerned. A full frontal attack on women. Women's rights are under attack by the Commie Socialist Party. All of you women, no matter what party you think you may be in, because you're clearly not in the Democratic Party any longer. That party doesn't exist. To allow a transgender man to compete in women's athletics is crazy and it's immoral. Makes no sense. It's an attack on naturally born women. And to China and Iran, America is a joke. And Administrator Biden is the court jester, the fool, the puppet that's being controlled. President Trump made the same observations that I'm making with you a couple of days ago and warned us that Administrator Biden and the Commie Socialist Party are destroying America. And they are literally putting China and Iran first and destroying our country. I remind you, in just over 60 days, ladies and gentlemen, Administrator Biden has eliminated over 500,000 jobs, 500,000 people, poof, out of work again. He cut the pipeline jobs, the fracking initiatives. He promised that he wouldn't, but he did. Clearly, the lying Commie Socialist Party hasn't changed, raising the price of gas over $1.50 in most places and upwards of $2.75 in other places per gallon. We're becoming, again, dependent on foreign sources of energy and oil. The price per barrel skyrocketing. Say goodbye to the prices that we loved under President Trump. Say goodbye to energy independence, folks. The price for a barrel of oil is up, and it's going in the wrong direction. The country is going in the wrong direction. Shutdowns and economic carnage aren't a way to save anything. In fact, the Commie Socialist leaders of America wanted our economy to be wrecked so that they could insert themselves and try to instill fear and crisis. Creating crisis is what they do best, ladies and gentlemen. The woke Biden administration and the minority mob, I remind you, they are in the minority, represents everything that is detrimental to the founding fathers' principles and the institution of the republic itself. You know, you got books, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, banned and canceled. We can't even listen to Baby It's Cold Outside during Christmas anymore. Can't have a football team named the Washington Redskins. And I don't know, but I'm sure that you'll agree that we have several items in this country that are under attack. Truth is under attack. We have an increase in censorship. I've been censored by big tech. Child trafficking, human trafficking in general, on the increase. Illegal immigration, we're going to talk a lot about, obviously out of control. global terrorism as a result is now a risk more so than ever. Domestic terrorism, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa, and the international trade deficits that are putting America last instead of first are all part of the Administrator Biden, commu-socialist class wreckage and carnage of this republic. And we've got to begin to stand up, get involved in the local level, and hold them accountable. Put an end to it. Put an end to it. This is the worst human tragedy in our country's history going on now at the southern border of the United States. But let me gear you up and get you ready for the cackle and the audacity of Vice Pretender Harris, which I'm going to bring you in full living color and splendor when we return from this sojourn into capitalism, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. I'll be right back with the cackle.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to remind you, as I usually do, about my friend, the Commander's Artist. He's a personal friend of mine in the show. He's also a personal friend of General Michael Flynn. He's created a lot of the artwork that you see behind me, the logos and the banners for the show. I've got President Trump up over there in my head there in the background, my chosen leader, one of my favorites. And check this one out. He just created a portrait for me. There I am on the white horse. The Right Side with Doug Billings, saving the republic from intellectual immaturity everywhere. But if you have a room in your house that you've been considering changing into a patriotic themed room, maybe it's your man cave, maybe it's your woman cave, check out thecommandersartist.com. And at the time of purchase, ladies and gentlemen, at the time of purchase, if you enter the promo code Doug, you will get discounts on the artwork. International shipping is available. Check him out, thecommandersartist.com. Cheers.
Hi, Hunter Ellis here for Night Hero Binoculars by Atomic Beam. These binoculars let you see anything, even in pitch black darkness. Gotcha.
The secrets are powerful wide-angle atomic beam laser that reveals objects up to 150 yards away hidden by darkness.
During the day, Night Hero gives you 10 times magnification. And when the sun goes down, press the Night Bright button to see clearly in the dark.
Light up garbage-eating critters or spot thieves before they even get close.
Call or click now and get Night Hero binoculars for just $39.99. Order right now and you can double it.
Plus, get our best-selling atomic beam flashlight. Just pay a separate fee.
We'll even ship them to you free.
This TV special offer is not available on Amazon. You can get it all, but you have to order now.
Call 1-800-619-1091. That's 1-800-619-1091. Or visit by nighthero.com. That's by nighthero.com. Order now.
Hi, it's me, Anthony Sullivan. And yes, you've actually caught me at home relaxing because life's been pretty worry-free since I got coverage with American Residential Warranty.
You won't believe what ARW covers.
Heating and air conditioning, washers and dryers, kitchen appliances, plumbing, water heaters, electrical systems, flat screens and laptops, even pools and spas, and so much more.
Call American Residential Warranty. They'll get you covered.
1-800-219-1467.
Attention, have you or a loved one suffered from maculopathy, a serious retinal injury? After taking the prescription drug Almiron for interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome? In 2018, a researcher at the Emory School of Medicine linked Almiron, a prescription drug that treats interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome, to maculopathy, which is sight-threatening and can cause an abrupt change of vision. Call Almiron Justice for a free legal consultation.
Please call 800-395-5680.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the place where determined patriotism thrives and intellectual maturity is enhanced. The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you for watching and listening. So the cackle. It's no secret that Vice Pretender Harris has a cackle, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how first husband Doug, the vice pretender's husband, handles the cackle. I know that I couldn't deal with the cackle much longer. Yesterday, she was asked a series of questions as she was getting ready to board Air Force One with Administrator Biden to go on a trip. And, I just found it really just struck me as a, an inappropriate, condescending, rude tackle, because it came up when a reporter was asking her about the very serious crisis going on at our southern border. And the reporter asked, well, are you making any plans to go visit, you know, the Texas southern border to inspect and see for yourself the crisis down there? Not only did Vice Pretender Harris refuse to admit or call the situation a crisis, she had the audacity and the gall, the rudeness to laugh and cackle about it. I'm not going to go there today, ha, 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 because there's a crisis going on there. That's what the hidden meaning was there. I'm not going to go there today. Are you kidding me? Look what's going on. Have you seen the news? It's the biggest humanitarian nightmare and crisis in this country's history outside of wartime. So she laughs, and I, you know, she's the highest ranking racist in the United States government, ladies and gentlemen, quite frankly. It's so infuriating that she would demean the situation with a cackle when asked if she's going to go visit it. So, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Y'all want to see what I'm talking about? Take a look right here. This was originally posted by Steve Guest in a tweet, but take a look here at clip number one.
Do you have plans to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
See? The cackle. The cackle. I sent an email to the White House on Tuesday afternoon and still haven't received any word back. It doesn't surprise me, but every once in a while they do respond. And I was asked if whether or not they thought Vice Pretender Harris's response, maybe that's why I didn't get a response. Maybe I should just not call her Vice Pretender, but so be it. I asked if they thought the response with the cackle was inappropriate, that perhaps she shouldn't laugh at such a serious situation at the border that the Biden administration refuses to call a crisis. And then, you know, White House press secretary, press debacle, more like it, Jen Psaki, said that Administrator Biden and his administration's stance during all of this, this was on Monday at a press conference, is that she referred to it as a circumstance. This is a circumstance at the border. Yeah, it's a circumstance of catastrophic humanitarian nightmare proportions, Ms. Psaki. Maybe you ought to circle back with us when you are inclined to be truthful. Yeah, she said it was just a circumstance where children are escaping persecution in their home countries. It's not a crisis. She actually came out then and said it. And that is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. If there were ever a crisis, we're looking at one in Texas along the southern border. It's a humanitarian catastrophic nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. If you are in Main Street America, anywhere, if you're just the average American citizen, you've got to admit that you've got to, if you're in league with, if you support, if you otherwise endeavor to put up with the policies of Administrator Biden and their blatant lies, all of these SOBs who spew this hate, these lies, these misinformation campaigns, you know, all of these things that we see on the screen with human trafficking going on at the border, you know, the pictures that you're seeing now are common and they're catastrophic. The very they represent the very diminishment of human dignity. There's nothing that increases human dignity going on right now at that southern border. The things that they are going through now are far worse than anything that you can possibly imagine. There's no salvation. There's no salvation in the perseverance of any one of the commu-socialist ideologies. To believe in, to follow, to support, or to especially vote for any of those evil and dastardly people that are in the Commu-Socialist Party in America is really a venture into the possibility of losing your own salvation. There is none. The human dignity that is being quelled, ruined, destroyed at the southern border is immoral. These people are evil. The people that are supporting just open borders, come on in with no checks and balances, It doesn't alleviate or get rid of human suffering. It increases it. They're perpetuating unnecessary economic shutdowns in this country, unnecessary COVID restrictions on the rest of us. And now they're perpetuating the needless devastation of human lives with any lack of an immigration plan. There is no plan on the border. Because of Administrator Biden and Vice Pretender Harris, there are over 23,000, probably close to 25,000 now, unaccompanied minors in detention centers that aren't made for children and are approaching 1,000% occupancy. Now, think about that. Words are important. One, they are at 1,000% of their intended occupancy. Overcrowding. The demographic of this group is vulnerable to MS-13 and drug cartel recruitment. God only knows what other kind of horrific actions that are going on. Children, and I'm going to say what Psaki said. I'm going to quote her. Children presenting at our border, and I'm quoting, who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing prosecution, who are fleeing terrible situations, is not a crisis, Psaki said. And then she goes on, we feel it's our responsibility to humanely approach this circumstance and make sure they're treated and put into conditions that are safe, end quote. Humanely? Are you kidding me? She's got to be kidding, except she's not. Ladies and gentlemen, what Psaki, Biden, Harris, and the entire Communist Socialist Party refuse to acknowledge is that these kids are unaccompanied because the chances of them being trafficked is astonishingly high. And for whatever reason, the Communist Socialist Party won't admit that. In a stolen administration, their administrator Biden and Vice Pretender Harris have been told by the party elites, and you've got to believe this, to ignore the issue. Just ignore it. That's our platform. There is a plan down there, ladies and gentlemen. They say there's not, and it may appear as if there's not, but there's a plan, and I'm going to talk about that. It's all the more telling of Vice Pretender Harris's true colors when she cackled at that question. It just really angers me. Her true colors don't have any hue at all of compassion for these people. Remember, it's the long-term goal here of Harris, Biden, and the elected Communist Socialist elites to get as many of these people as they can into the country as fast as they can so that they can become members of the Communist Socialist electoral base. That's the reason for all of this, and that's the plan. Open up the borders. That's the plan. Beyond that, there's no structure. Just open the borders and let people come in and stay forever. And Republican rhinos have supported far too much of this BS, ladies and gentlemen. Republican lawmakers who have spoken out against the Biden administration's handling of the crisis remain. However, there are a few, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, to name a couple. But Cruz this week sent a letter to Biden, demanded to be let down there. Cruz wanted to take himself and about 13 or 14 other members of Congress, the House and the Senate, to go see what's going on at the border. After all, Ted Cruz is from Texas. But the Biden administration has denied the media and members of Congress to go inspect the border. They can't get into these facilities. We can do flybys and we can show you aerial shots, but we can't get in. We can't talk to any of the officers. We can't talk to any of the border patrol agents. We can't talk to the people that are now being warehoused down there. Can you imagine the fascism behind all of that? President Trump in his worst day would never have dreamt to do anything like that. And if he did, he would have been, again, impeached. I mean, they would have taken drastic measures. Trump was the most transparent president in our history, but we are now facing America being run by an elected class of communist socialists. To deny that is to only be intellectually immature. We're going to talk a lot about this. It's a huge crisis. It's a nightmare for millions. The communist socialists are responsible. Stick with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back after this break. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to take a moment and talk to you about a team. The Blaze team, they found a way to not only develop this website in record time, but you can find them at blaze.team. They're a team of engineers, consultants, UI and UX designers, developers. They use so many words behind their names that I don't know what the heck it all means, but all I know is they're experts in putting together apps and websites, Android, iOS systems, applications, and development of all of that stuff. That if you need a website, if you need an app, if you need consultants to tell you what it's going to take to grow your business, the Blaze team is skilled in all of that with programs and platforms like WordPress, Joomla, Drupal, all of the e-commerce solutions you could want to capture payments for your merchandise, your products, your service, your business, etc. They can do it all. WooCommerce, Magento 1 and 2, Shopify, Squarespace, again, all of these words and things, I don't know how they do it. I couldn't begin to do what they do at the Blaze team, but they do it well. They did this website in record time as we were facing a major interview with General Michael Flynn, and I couldn't have been happier with the product. It's already getting attention. It's already getting worldwide attention, and they can do the same thing for you, ladies and gentlemen. Simply type in blaze.team in your web browser, and you will be right there with them, the Blaze team. Check them out. You won't be sorry. If you need anything with regards to web applications, design, consulting, they are your team. The Blaze team. Cheers.
Introducing the Cool Turtle, the ultra-comfortable mask enhancer that creates a protective, cool, and breathable space between your mask and your face. Simply slide under any mask or gaiter and immediately feel the refreshing pocket of air surrounding your face. Cool Turtle's ergonomically designed, soft, comfortable shell immediately reduces mask friction, allowing you to breathe and talk in a comfortable environment.
I can actually breathe. With the Cool Turtle, no more sweating.
It's like I don't even have a mask on.
Call now and get not one, not two, but three Cool Turtles for just $10. Order now and we'll send you two more Cool Turtles free. No fees, absolutely free. Plus, you can get a 10-pack of 4-ply face masks. Just pay a separate fee. This offer is not available on Amazon. Get the real Cool Turtle now.
Call 1-800-270-1219. That's 1-800-270-1219. Or visit getcoolturtle.com. Order now.
Hop in the rig and go down the road with me. We'll cover local and national stories that impact you.
What happens with national debt? Does anybody even care anymore?
Do you think Governor Burgum truly understands the legislative process?
You know, I think he's got a better understanding now than he did 2 years ago.
Why in the world are we having a conversation about being anti-vaccination?
Down the road with Joel Heitkamp weekdays at 5:30 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I fulfill the meaning of life every day with you. Now, let's take a look at what I've been saying on this show since late December last year, 2020. The illegal immigrant situation is not happening because, you know, there's no plan. There is a plan. The entire crisis, the entire humanitarian catastrophe happening along our southern border at this very moment is, in fact, and you've got to believe this, it is a purposeful plan. It is a determined action put in place by the elected minority, the Communist Socialist Party. And remember, they thrive, these guys do. They thrive when they create chaos and crises. It's in their Commu-Socialist playbook. You can actually see that and read it yourself if you get a copy of the Commu-Socialist playbook. It's in chapter 2, paragraph 36. Never let a good crisis go to waste. I shouldn't be laughing. Never let a good crisis go to waste is exactly what the Commu-Socialists do every time. They did it last year when they created the wildly unnecessary economic wreckage and shutdowns because we had to, you know, shut down and isolate ourselves against a virus that has a statistical 100% survival rate. And we had to pay hospital administrators $35,000 a person if they would just list a COVID death. Even though they died of a heart attack, let's listen to his COVID. He had COVID in his system. Never mind that COVID didn't cause the death. the heart attack did. You catch my drift? Fraud and forgery all throughout the year. And if you think for a minute that over 600 and some odd thousand people have died from this thing in the United States, go join the intellectually immature club, because that's not true. Crisis, chaos. It's what the commie socialists do. If there isn't one that happens by itself, they create it. The George Floyd situation last summer, boom, another crisis and another opportunity to burn America, to go topple statues and to try to illustrate how they want to do everything possible to transform this republic away from the ideals, the philosophies, and the founding put forth with the help of the divine providence of God by the founding fathers. Vice Pretender Harris set up mechanisms last year so that the chaos could continue. She set up mechanisms by which felon anarchists who were arrested last year could get out of jail. They could post bail and bond and continue the carnage. You're telling me that they don't want to perpetuate crises? BS. And so here we are now today, yet another humanitarian crisis manufactured fully, purposefully, intentionally by members of the Communist Socialist Party at the Texas border. Why? Why, Doug? Why would they intentionally create this crisis? Why would they incite this? Because they want the Republic of the United States to be saturated with low-educated, lower-class workers, non-English speakers, to dilute our society. And this is really the prize that the Communist Socialists seek. And here it is. Above all else, they open the borders because they want these illegals here so that they will be part of a collective and a massive part of the electoral base of the Communist Socialist Party. It's that simple, and it's that evil. You see, the Democrats are no longer Democrats. You've heard me say this before. For those of you just joining the show, the Democrats in the United States are no longer in existence as an elected political party. They have blended communism and socialism together, and now they're beginning to mix fascism in there as well. So I call them commu-socialists, and they are no longer an American political party. You have to ask yourselves, how could they possibly be an American political party when all they want to do is fundamentally transform and burn this republic to the ground? Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. We saw it on full display all year last year, and now we see it in the southern border. The state of Texas. The crisis at the border is their plan, ladies and gentlemen. It's their plan to dilute our republic, to further the trend of communism and socialism, to offer the lure of free stuff, free food, free clothing, stay in this hotel for free, free health care, free child care, free jobs. In fact, no jobs, just free money. And free housing. The grand prize, the grand free prize. Look what's behind American door number two, Johnny. It's free American citizenship. That's exactly what they want. Free, unfettered, untested citizenship. And they bump the legal people doing and going through this process legally to the back of the line. That's the Communist Socialist plan, ladies and gentlemen. Let everybody in, everybody. Don't hinder them. Don't test them. Don't just let them come in and let them stay forever and let them have all of this free stuff. That way we can give them this box of ballots and have them fill them out and give them to the guy driving the white van, Johnny, and he'll take them to the voting center where they'll close at midnight, kick the Republicans out, and begin to insert the fraudulent ballots. Don't think that's not crossing their mind. They want all of these people to be in here free and to become part of their electoral base. And they bring nothing to the table, these people do. Little to no education. They can't speak English. No marketable skills except being able to mow somebody's lawn or pick a strawberry. There's no benefit to America to allow this massive, massive humanitarian nightmare and buildup of people coming into the country about whom we know nothing. We need to be clear about the humanitarian crisis that is in fact happening. And we need to speak about it as I am right now in these strong terms. There is no benefit to America in any of this. It doesn't ease anybody's human suffering. It increases it. Look at the footage that you are able to see that the commie socialist can't prevent us from getting. That's not an alleviation of human pain and suffering. It's an increase of it. To allow illegal immigration to occur unchecked, as it's happening right now, it's not moral. It doesn't reduce or eliminate human pain and suffering. In fact, the opposite is true. What's going on now, what's being purposefully designed and encouraged to happen by Administrator Biden and the Communist Socialist Party is immoral. It's increasing human suffering. It's harmful. And it's deconstructive to our American Republic. And because we, on the right side, we speak up and we want to see and report the situation at the border. We want to be able to go down and take a look and report it. Because when we see crises, we speak up against it and we try to solve it. We don't create crises for the sake of our own political gain. We are the people who improve the society by first improving our individual self. When we improve the individual self, society as a whole improves. The Communist Socialists, they view improving the society as a thrusting of politics upon all of us and a squelching of rights and liberties. And they'll use words like social justice. Well, social justice is a false concept for caring for people when in reality it's political posturing towards the Communist Socialist narrative. And if anyone were to look at what's happening on that southern border and tell you that this is social justice, they're abject liars, ladies and gentlemen. The administration is so keen on keeping you uninformed and unaware of what's going on down there that they've been banned. They've banned the press. The free press in America is banned from going down there to go inside of any of these facilities. That speaks volumes about the evil of this administration, and it speaks volumes about their fascism and their intent. Administrator Biden, make no mistake, wanted this crisis to happen. He planned it with his Communist Socialist comrades. He admitted it. He told us he would do it during the presidential debates. You don't believe me? Take a clip here, number one in this section. Here's Biden at the debate.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
They don't lie, ladies and gentlemen, when they put forth things like that. They want this surge of illegals. They want it to happen. They want the resulting crisis. No good crisis should go to waste. And we will create, they say, the crisis to serve us the best. It's demonic. There is a spiritual war going on in all of this and more in the country. And I can tell you the side who's on God's side, the right side. And I can tell you who's on the side of Satan and the enemy and all of his minions, the Communist Socialists. And clearly, Mr. and Mrs. John Doe America, you voted for Biden simply because you couldn't stand Trump's personality. Wake up. And I think that you are. I think that millions of people are going, not what I voted for, not what I signed up for. It's almost as if this has to get so bad. Paradox is that it will see it and realize that it's so bad that we'll correct it, that the wave of red will wash out this nightmare during the next election. All right, I'm going to take a sojourn into capitalism. I'll be right back after that break. Cheers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream sheets. When you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Please make sure that you head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Can't imagine that I'm saying those words on my program, but I am. Check them out, MyPillow.com. If you feel like you want to use the phone to place your order, that's okay. 1-800-873-0413. In either case, whether it's MyPillow.com or the phone number, make sure that you use the promo code BECK. That's B-E-K for that great MyPillow product at a great price. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, 1-800-873-0413. Thank you very much indeed for watching us here on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
Non-attorney spokesperson. This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by Nightline Legal. Cases assigned on a random basis to participating law firms.
This drug remains approved by the FDA. If you or a loved one regularly took Zantac and were later diagnosed with cancer, call right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. Potential cancers include bladder cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, stomach cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer. Do not stop taking a prescribed medication without first consulting with your doctor. Discontinuing a prescribed medication without your doctor's advice can result in injury or death.
Call 1-800-230-9210.
Seniors, are you aware that you could pay less for your car insurance?
Seniors can save money on their car insurance.
You might save a little, you might save a lot.
Maybe hundreds of dollars a year.
You might save 5% a year, maybe 10%, 15%, or even more.
That's a lot of money.
So call right now and find out just how much money you might be able to save.
1-800-699-0761. 1-800-699-0761.
Hi, it's me, Anthony Sullivan. And yes, you've actually caught me at home relaxing because life's been pretty worry-free since I got coverage with American Residential Warranty.
You won't believe what ARW covers.
Heating and air conditioning, washers and dryers, kitchen appliances, plumbing, water heaters, electrical systems, flat screens and laptops, even pools and spas, and so much more. Call American Residential Warranty. They'll get you covered.
1-800-219-1467.
Big shout out to North Dakota and Beck News, where you can watch the Dr. Duke Show each weekday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
North Dakota is one of the last bastions of sanity in our republic. The legislature consistently passes pro-life and family legislation. This session, North Dakota legislature is trying to thwart efforts to allow boys to say they are girls and play on girls' sports teams. Go North Dakota.
And thanks for carrying the Dr. Duke Show on Beck TV.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, the place where determined prayer and determined patriotism are our marching orders. Hey, did you get your free Biden Let Us In t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen? I didn't. No, neither did I. No. But untold thousands of these illegal immigrants did. Have you seen the pictures of these people coming up? They've warned them on the long, dangerous trek to America from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Brazil, coming up and hoping to cross the border into the United States with their nice, clean, white Biden, please let us in t-shirts. And as of today, ladies and gentlemen, over 23,000 unaccompanied minors are in these detention centers in Texas. Overpopulation is not only heartbreaking to see, but it's the perfect environment for recruiting by the drug cartels, the MS-13 violent gang members. You know, these kids, if you're over 10 years old, you're at risk. You're at risk of gang violence. If you're a girl, you're at risk of rape, murder, and worse. You're at risk of child trafficking. None of these children were chosen by anybody in the United States to cross the border. Now, they might have been checked or a name taken by a gatekeeper, but they weren't allowed to approach the border of Mexico and cross by anybody from this country. They were allowed by the drug cartels for a price, and members of MS-13 for a price. Last month, the drug cartels made $43 million in the cost of letting people cross the border into the United States. Any unaccompanied minor who makes it up this far to the United States is at risk. Child trafficking thriving, human trafficking in general thriving under the Biden administration. They're not going to be deported. Any of these kids that make it to the United States will stay. Administrator Biden has already made that clear. He's not going to deport them, and they will be able to remain here forever. And that does two things really well, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, it increases the deaths of these children, and it increases their trafficking of all kinds. And number two, it destabilizes America, because we have no idea who's coming into this country. I mean, have we gone completely mad and forgotten that there are threats to this country every day from Islamic radicals who want to blow us up? We've seemed to have forgotten all of that, all of those protocols. We don't know who the hell's coming in the southern border, children or not. The Communist Socialist Party in America, you know, they further define themselves as a non-American political party by planning for, allowing, and encouraging open borders and the abandonment of any credible or functional screening process of these illegals. And that's what they are, illegals. You can bet, ladies and gentlemen, that among the multiple thousands of people that are crossing our border this month, since Biden took office, that they are unfettered, they're unrestricted, there's no qualification of any kind, except if you can come across, you can come across. You can bet that there are terrorists in that mix. You can absolutely count on it. And they want to hurt and destroy America. And they want to hurt and destroy you. To say that that is not the case is beyond irresponsible. To allow it is beyond treacherous. It's immoral. You want to see an image, a video of what immorality looks like? Have you ever wondered what evil looks like? The other day, the United States Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, he's a real beauty, ladies and gentlemen. He tried to explain why the Biden administration has taken on a fascist spin and refused the media and elected members of Congress the ability to go observe and have access to this humanitarian crisis and inspect anything. Watch clip number two here on the border.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, right now we have no access to or photos of the conditions in the facilities. There have been no ride-alongs with agents. All inquiries are routed through Washington. There have been strict controls on sharing data. Local Border Patrol folks feel like they can't even talk to our folks down there. Is there a gag order?
There is not. That is unequivocally false, Chuck. And let's be clear here. We are in the midst of a pandemic. We are, because of the extraordinary leadership of the president, climbing out of it more rapidly than ever before. Mm-hmm. But we are still in the midst of the pandemic.
So that was Mayorkas, not at the border, but giving a press conference. COVID-19, ladies and gentlemen, it's all because of COVID-19. We're trying to keep you safe, Mr. and Mrs. Congressman and Senator. Mr. and Mrs. Reporter, we don't want you to go down there because you might get COVID. BS. Meanwhile, he's letting millions of people into the country who haven't even been tested for COVID. Right, it's COVID. That's why the American media and the American elected officials can't visit the southern border. He has the gall, the audacity to insult your intelligence and say, well, it's because of COVID. This man, Mayorkas, in every sense of the word, in every sentence that he uttered, is a lie, an absolute lie. It's purposeful, it's designed to misguide you, and it's designed to allow for the deconstruction of any semblance of security with regards to our homeland. To call him the director of Homeland Security is a farce. He's the director of Homeland Insecurity, because the same Secretary of Homeland Security has let in millions. He won't let us go, won't let the media go, but he'll let everybody else, COVID or not, terrorist or not, he'll let them come up on and see. So why the hell is he preventing them from going down, preventing the Congress, preventing the Senate, preventing the media from going down there? It's doublespeak. He is an enabler of evil, an enabler of human tragedy and suffering, and he is an enabler of immorality. And he's just a minion, just a worker bee for the Communist Socialist Party. There are the leaders, though. These leaders, Biden, Harris, Schumer, Pelosi, they could stop it. They could stop the crisis. They could put in an ordered system, an ordered flow of people. But no, not going to do it. They know full well they have no intention of doing that. Watch. They knew that they had no intention. Watch this next clip.
There were times earlier when individuals were apprehended and we sought to expel them and we were unable to expel them and we were compelled to release them and we did not have the opportunity to test them.
See that? You see what they are? Liars. They're evil and they're culpable in child trafficking, humanitarian crisis, and the purposeful deconstruction of the Republic. They created and spewed forth the whole cages narrative. And they spoke about it. They wrote about it. They created that crisis themselves so that they could get the most out of it. And it was then a non-existent crisis. Today, the narrative has changed and the catastrophe is real. And Biden the other day said he's in no hurry himself. Not only is Harris not really in a hurry, Biden himself is not in any hurry because, quote, he knows what's going on in those facilities. I already know what's going on down there. Take a look at this, clip five, I think. Take a look at Biden.
Are you thinking of going to the border?
At some point I will, yes.
Do you want to see firsthand what's going on in those facilities?
I know what's going on in those facilities.
See that frail, fallen Joe? I mean, he knows what's going on in those facilities, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't think he's lying there. I think he knows full well what's going on in those facilities because what's happening is child trafficking and the processing of illegal immigrants to become illegal voters. That's what's happening in these facilities. It's part of the Communist Socialist Electoral Base plan. That's what's going on. They know full well more people in, more people join our party, more people can vote illegally. You know, because they're on to us now, these Republicans and these patriots. We've got to get even more numbers. And how else to do it but flood the country with illegals? Be aware, ladies and gentlemen, be very aware. Wake up and do your part to hold these perpetrators of evil accountable. Our republic depends on you. But as for right now, I've got to take another incredible, fruitful sojourn into the beautiful opportunities of capitalism. I'll be right back after this break.
Do you worry about going to the dentist? After all, a visit to the dentist can easily cost $2,000 or more. Well, relax. The Carefree Dental Card is now available in your area. Call now and we'll send your actual card at no cost today. With the Carefree Dental Card, you go to the dentist whenever you need and you instantly pay a lot less. Activate your card and you can start using it immediately. From exams and cleanings to more expensive procedures like crowns, dentures, even braces, they're all included with the Carefree Dental Card. Say you go to the dentist today without any card and your bill is, well, ouch. Wait a minute, let's try that again. You go to the dentist today and show your Carefree Dental Card, you save $525. The Carefree Dental Card is just $15.95 a month, so call now and make going to the dentist carefree.
Call 1-800-416-5739 to receive your Carefree Dental Card information kit. 1-800-416-5739. Call now.
We're the Ladies of Another View, bringing you a fresh view on local issues.
Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the most condescending, rude email you've ever received?
Well, welcome to national the third news. Term of a certain president. I really believe that.
And different perspectives you won't get on the mainstream media. Watch us weekday afternoons at 4:30 Central Time on Beck News and at beck.news.
I can't say enough good things about these Nano hearing aids.
Real people talking about Nano hearing aids.
The hearing quality is great.
Until now, hearing aids used to be too expensive for the average person. Until Nano. Call now and you'll get your Nano hearing aids for only $297. You'll save $100. When you buy one hearing aid, Nano will give you a second hearing aid free. Call right now.
1-800-213-3815.
Watch No Filter with me, Debbie Schlussel, for no-nonsense, unfiltered analysis of the news that matters to you. You'll see engaging guests.
It began a 444-day nightmare.
Entertaining analysis, and it has everything to do with something that happened in history and honest movie reviews. Trust me, this is just atrocious. No Filter with Debbie, weeknights at 10 p.m. Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
Attention, have you or a loved one suffered from maculopathy, a serious retinal injury? After taking the prescription drug Almiron for interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome? In 2018, a researcher at the Emory School of Medicine linked Almiron, a prescription drug that treats interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome, to maculopathy, which is sight-threatening and can cause an abrupt change of vision. Call Almiron Justice for a free legal consultation.
Please call 800-395-5680.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I've got two conferences to remind you about. Number one, the Patriot Roundup for God and Country, going to be Memorial Day weekend down in Dallas, Texas. Memorial Day weekend, go to thepatriotvoice.us, patriotvoice.us, sign up, take a look. I will be on the stage with General Michael Flynn and Sidney Powell and others down there. I'll be not only giving a little keynote speech myself, but I'll also be the MC of a panel discussion with these people. I'm just absolutely beside myself with happiness about that. So come down to Dallas, Texas, Memorial Day weekend for the God and Country Patriot Roundup. It'll be an event that you won't soon forget. And then I'm hosting my own event the weekend of Independence Day this year. It's called the Determined Patriotism Conference. It's going to be in Branson, Missouri. Branson, the home of patriotism, the home of Americana and traditional family values. We're going to go see a live theater. We're going to go on a huge riverboat cruise on Saturday night. The other event is on Friday. We're going to be on top of Table Rock Lake, one of the most clear and pristine lakes in the country. There'll be other guest speakers there with me. Details going to be released soon on my website, dougbillings.us. Look for that in the next few days. If you are a legacy member on the website, you're going to get huge discounts to this event, and you're going to have VIP treatment when you arrive. Branson, Missouri, July 1st through July 4th this year. Become a legacy member. $4.99 a month. It's no big deal, but it'll give you huge discounts. We'll also have merchandise, speakers, et cetera, down there. Remember, determined prayer, determined patriotism is where it meets, where we have to do the hard work of patriotism. And I can't wait for both of these conferences, and make sure that you support both. Go to Dallas and look up mine in Branson, Missouri, the weekend of July 1st through July 4th, Independence Day weekend in the United States, Branson, Missouri, the Determined Patriotism Conference. And ladies and gentlemen, despite all of this catastrophic humanitarian nightmare that's going on in the southern border of the United States, it's important that we focus on these kinds of issues. We have to be made aware of them. We have to be made aware of them so that we can course correct. And don't forget that just over the last week, there has been a Republican victory in an election in Louisiana. So it's possible for us to go forth with determined patriotism and win elections. It just happened in Louisiana. My show yesterday talked about that. Check that show out if you haven't seen it. But my point is, there's hope. We have to face the dirt. We have to face the catastrophes. We have to call them out. We have to begin then to identify who is responsible. And in this case, human trafficking, human suffering, illegal immigration, rampant, just open borders is the wrong plan. Now, it's a purposeful plan by the communist socialist, but it's the wrong plan if we want to see human catastrophe, human crisis decrease. So hold your elected officials accountable, no matter who they are. And have faith that God has already won. God has already won this victory. We will see it come true in His time. And we pray for the grace and the wisdom to be able to realize that. So that's what determined prayer, determined patriotism allows us to do on the right side. And don't forget, take care of that pack of blessings on your back and take inventory of it, because it is an abundant pack of blessings that you have. This will pass. We will get through it. Our republic is strong. God bless you. God bless you no matter where you are. God bless America. God bless the world and all who in it, all who are in it. Don't forget, let's pray for each other. Let's meet there in determined prayer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will meet again right here on the right side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you worry about going to the dentist? After all, a visit to the dentist can easily cost $2,000 or more. Well, relax. The Carefree Dental Card is now available in your area. Call now and we'll send your actual card at no cost today. With the Carefree Dental Card, you go to the dentist whenever you need and you instantly pay a lot less. Activate your card and you can start using it immediately. From exams and cleanings to more expensive procedures like crowns, dentures, even braces, they're all included with the Carefree Dental Card. Say you go to the dentist today without any card and your bill is, well, ouch. Wait a minute, let's try that again. You go to the dentist today and show your Carefree Dental Card, you save $525. The Carefree Dental Card is just $15.95 a month, so call now and make going to the dentist carefree.
Call 1-800-416-5739 to receive your Carefree Dental Card information kit. 1-800-416-5739. Call now.